it's ramping up, I suppose, for Friday night now. John Porte said an interesting thing last week. He said, you don't want to play this game too early. So do you have to keep that reined in a little bit, or, you know, but you've had a hard training session today. So how do you strike that balance?
Yeah, I suppose it's last week when you kind of have that preparation week, it's kind of, it's easy to come in and have all eyes on the game this weekend, but it's the total opposite. We come in as a usual week off and we did a lot of hard work, a lot of kind of fitness work like that. And then with the short week this week on Friday, we kind of put our heads down for the weekend to kind of look a bit at Ulster this weekend. And then a bit of light session yesterday into a tough session today. And then all of a sudden the game is nearly around. So I think, yeah, you don't want to play it too early, but this is a very short week. So anything we needed to nail, we nailed today. And yeah, we're quite confident going to the game.
And do the people that are playing know they're playing?
Sorry?
Do the people who are playing selected the squad, do they now know they're going as the squad to Belfast?
Yeah. Our team was named to us yesterday before our session. As I said, it was a short week, so you have to name the team early and we have to nail everything, all our detail before the game.
Pretty competitive though. 41 we're here and there was nobody injured. Everybody was ready to roll apart from the poor lads on the long term.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what you want. Look, when you have that kind of depth at the end of a season, it really boosts the training session and it boosts the kind of competitiveness which you need, because I think, look, Friday night is going to be an extremely tough battle, but I'm sure the 23 that are picked will put their hands up and give a good performance.
How do you deal with, I know you can't keep looking back, but the game in Benetton was a very disappointing game. It was a knockout game as well. Have you tried to fix anything from that in reference to this as a win or go home game? There's no second chances here.
Yeah, look, we take our learnings after each game, whether you win or lose. Obviously, as you said, it was extremely disappointing. Knockout rugby, if you make mistakes and teams get on top of you and you can't control that, you're, especially away from home, is going to be a massive, massive task. We started that game quite well and then we just let Treviso play too much. So I think our discipline away from home is going to be huge and our defence. So I suppose we haven't read too much into the Treviso game, but I'm sure kind of we won't let that happen again and we'll take the learnings that we did from it.
Good performances against Edinburgh and Cardiff at home. Very good performance in Glasgow, didn't get the result. But do you rate a thing like, we'll have to be better than anything we did this season to win this game? Is that part of the mindset?
Yes and no. I don't think you don't have to have your best performance, but you need to apply pressure on Ulster. You can't let them have their best performance. So look, as I said there, I think it comes down to unforced errors. It comes down to discipline. Like, getting points on the board is going to be massive. I'm quite aware that we've lost Ulster twice this year and we've looked a bit into that on areas of the game that they probably dominated on us. So I think if we match them in them areas, I think we'd be quite confident going up. Obviously, I understand as well the home advantage, how important that is in knockout rugby, but it's 80 minutes, and if one team has a bad performance, the other team is going to get on top and you have no second chances. So, yeah, I think we're going to read too much into that. We're going to go up, play our game. We're not going to be afraid to go and win the game. I think it's easy to go into our shells, but, yeah, looking forward to just kind of getting a performance together, and if that's good enough to win, then we'd be happy with that.
Talking about going into your shells, and you're taking this game, I mean, you're coming at this from a professional player aspect, but can you afford to get excited about a game like this? That this is what you've worked for all season now, to be in this, the final stage, to still be playing rugby in May?
100% get excited. That's why you play rugby. I've been here quite a while now and haven't played in many knockout games. So look, on a personal note, I'm extremely excited, but I think you need to match the excitement with the emotion, but then also nail the detail and stick into the game plan. We need 15 lads that are extremely together and backing each other up. And where they're going to have the crowd and against, or they're going to have the home crowd as well. So we just need to be extremely excited, extremely detailed, and just backing each other up in everything we do.